Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. Tonight, we enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord, way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, lift up your voice and thank him right now. Come on, come on. Enter in with all faith and receive the miracle that's already working on the inside right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on, surrender all over to God, withholding nothing. Amen. Come casting all your cares and fears. Hallelujah. And receiving the peace that God gives. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. If you would just believe today and receive what thus said the Lord, that your change will come, that breakthrough will come. Amen. That healing will come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come on tonight, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. For there's no one greater than you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as you that have kept us. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for making a way where it seemed to be no way for your children. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask that you move mighty in us and on us right now. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way. Oh, Lord, touch right now. Amen. Oh, Father God, as we pray right now, oh, Lord, bless, touch, heal, and deliver us and change our lives from today onwards, oh, God, and those in our family. Help us to fight the good fight of faith, oh, God, in prayer and in warfare to win the battle, oh, God. Release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. Oh, Lord, release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and win because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, God. Let us to be able to press on, oh, God, and win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Father God, we come, oh, God, asking to receive as we humble ourselves on tonight. Oh, Lord, that you will hallelujah deliver us and forgive us, oh, God, from anything that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, by faith, we receive our forgiveness right now, according to 1 John 1 and 9. And we decree and declare that our sins are forgiven and we're washed. Amen. Hallelujah, all unrighteousness in the intrinsic and quantum level. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray, let us receive total deliverance right now from every weight. Amen. From every sin, from every pattern of sin, every dark cloud and every gloominess or gloomy feeling that may be trying to overcome us right, to come over us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in every weight of offense, a weight of depression, every weight of shame or guilt, oh God, whatever weight is stepping out the strength of us, oh God, oh Lord, set us free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy that endure forever, amen. We thank you for freedom, oh God, that freedom begins to manifest in our life those in our family, freedom from all weights, freedom from all evil, freedom from all sins, freedom from all bad luck, freedom from all addictions and bad habits, witchcraft, freedom from all antagonism, freedom from all curses spoken or written, all evil, let freedom manifest in our life right now, Lord, let every evil be pushed back up, let every darkness be pushed back right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, let every darkness be pushed back up. Let every weapon of darkness be made known and void. Oh, Lord, let us be set free. And every weapon passed against us Let it be canceled right now. Let no such weapons possible, God. Let every spell or curse words of every negative word spoken against our life. Let it be broken and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, release your fire over our life. Release your fire, Lord God. Let that fire roast every evil. Let that fire break and destroy every chain. Let every chain melt and fall off, oh God. Let every prison door fall off right now. Let every door of evil prisons open up right now and release us from whatever prison the enemy has tried to put us in. Amen. Especially the prison of heaviness and heavyweight that's trying to hold us back from going forward. Lord, even as we prepare this day, hallelujah, this week, this month, this year, let no such plan or trap of the enemy prosper. Even before this day, this week, this month, this year ends, let us receive what you promised us, oh God. Lord, we pray, let divine provisions manifest, oh God. Oh Lord, let divine supply of every need manifest. Lord, whatever the enemy has set up to hold us back from what you plan for us to receive this day, this week, this month, this year, let everything the devil set up be removed right now and destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everything that was destined to be given to us this day, this week, this month, this year, let us receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, remove every delay to our blessing. Remove every delay to our breakthrough. Lord, don't let this day, this week, this month, the year end until we receive the blessings due to us. Amen. Lord, let us receive a miracle by fire and by force. Let us know, God, that you are God who speaks and lives. Let the world witness and know you are. You are God that lives. You are our God, and we trust in you. And we can call on your name, and we are saved. Amen. Deliver us from every darkness right now, from every weight, oh God, from every sin, from every setback, from every limitation, from every evil the devil has set up to hold us back. Lord, let us continue to go forward. Amen. Let us continue to make progress. Let us continue to shine with the light that you blessed in us. Amen. The light of the world. Again, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we say, thank you, Lord God. By faith, we receive it right now. Amen. We decree and declare that eyes have not seen, or ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of man, the plan that you have for us, your children. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We will not lean to our own understanding, but Lord, we're going to acknowledge you and trust in you in all our ways, oh God. Oh Lord, you have your way. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ right now, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. We bind our will to your will, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, send your help right now. Lord, we need your help. Let help come, oh God. And we thank you for your ever-present help. And your help us on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, increase our faith, oh God, so that we can receive right now. Lord, we know you to be a way-making God. Oh, Lord, make a way where seems to be no way. Lord, we know you to be a God who heals. You are Jehovah Rapha. Oh, Lord, heal our bodies, oh God. Let restoration come for the God. Restore every organ, every cell, every liquid, every muscle, every bone, every hallelujah, every nerve in our bodies, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. For we are fearfully and wonderfully if you be made by you, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker. We declare the craft today that you will speak no more evil against our life or those in our family. We blind their eyes and deafen their ears. And that's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory over the enemy and all his works. And that's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And that's through Christ Jesus, amen, who made it all possible. And we just want to say thank you. Let peace come and be still. And let peace be our portion, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, touch our mouth on tonight. Anoint our mouths and ears, oh God, that we will speak with a new tongue, hear with new ears. Anoint our eyes, oh God, that we will see with new eyes, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh Lord, let us receive fresh oil today. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Father God. We can't thank you enough on tonight, but yet still we thank you. You are a God that reveals secrets. Lord, reveal your secrets unto us, oh God. According to Daniel 2 and 28, reveal to us the secret and deep things, oh God. Let us understand things kept secret from the foundation of the world. Let the seal be broken from your word, oh God. Let us understand and have revelation of your will and purpose for our lives. And then, oh Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let us understand heavenly things, oh God. Open up our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your word. Amen. Let us know and understand the mystery of the kingdom. Amen. Let us speak to others by revelation. Reveal your secrets to your servants, oh God, the prophets. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let all spiritual cataracts and scales be removed from our eyes. We decree and declare Luke 10 and 23. Our eyes are blessed to see. Amen. Let our eyes be enlightened with your word, Father God. Let us understand your deep thoughts, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us understand the deep things of God. We declare that our spirit is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Amen. Let your candle shine upon our head. Amen. Give us the trust of darkness and hidden riches and secret places of God. Make darkness light before us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let peace be the portion of our church, oh God. Let us comprehend with all things. What is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height of your love? Let us, oh God, reign us, instruct us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ in the night season. And let us be awakened, oh God, with revelation. And we just want to say, thank you. We command you, Satan and your angels, to cease your works and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, oh, Lord. We decree and declare your goodness right now. Amen. That goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, Lord, have your way right now, God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing right now, God, into our lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we may be healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare, devil, you are defeated for us. Oh, Lord, everything that the enemy has set out for evil, God. Oh, Lord, let it turn around for our good. Oh, Lord, every curse in our way, let it be turned into a blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare we belong to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, devil, you have no right to us. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we are in the kingdom through faith in Christ. Amen. We receive the blessing of the kingdom. Amen. We receive the inheritance of the kingdom. We receive the deliverance of the kingdom of God. Amen. We receive the healing of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the peace of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the joy of the kingdom of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive and walk in the righteousness of the kingdom of God. We receive and walk in the power of the kingdom of God. We enter in the rest of the kingdom. Amen. We receive the new wine and milk in the kingdom of God. Amen. We receive and walk in the authority of the kingdom of God. We receive understanding the missions of the kingdom of God. We seek first the kingdom of God. Everything we need is out of ourselves. We reside and live in the blessed kingdom and receive the blessing of the king. We receive the favor of the King of Kings. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let our life, oh, God, be good. And let our days, oh God, be good, because we keep our tongue from evil. We hate evil, we do good, and we seek after peace. We commit our life to peace and prosperity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you bless our bread and water. Let it take sickness away from our life. Lord, bless our food and protect us with health. Hallelujah. From all illnesses, oh God. Lord, bless our eyes and ears, oh God. Lord, let the body you created and given us be blessed. For we are fearful. Want to be made by you. Lord, bless our circulatory system, our nervous system, oh God, our muscular system, our skeletal system, our respiratory system, oh God. Let it be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let our organs be blessed, and let the report of our bodies function the way you intended to function, oh God. Lord, let our hearts beat with the rhythm of life, oh Lord. Lord, let us receive long life, oh God, good health and strength in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our health, and prosperity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, bring health and a cure to every area of our life and those in our family, and give us the abundance of peace. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. Amen. Lord, tell us you are the Son of Righteousness. Arise over our life right right now with healing in your wings. Let our soul, with our mind, will, and emotions be healed through your mercy. Lord, heal every breach in our life right now. Lord, we believe all our iniquities are forgiven and all sicknesses are healed in the name of Jesus Christ today. Lord, send your word to heal us and those in our family and deliver us from all destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ today. Oh, Lord, fix that is broken, oh God, and mend the tear in our soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, let us find favor in our sight and that with mankind, oh God. Hallelujah to your name. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. And because we have faith, we decree and declare that our prayers are being answered and they will not be earthbound, but they will, oh God, reach you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you for answered prayers on tonight and all that have come on tonight, Father God. Believe it, oh God. Let them receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All that they petition and pray on tonight, Father God. Lord, I pray, oh God, according to thy will, oh God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you, oh God. Let the dew of Hermon descend and fall upon our lives right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come to your holy mountain on tonight. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our life and those in our family. Amen. And we receive the blessing and favor of Zion because we have faith. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be here in this midnight hour. But, Lord, we thank you. It's you that have kept us. It is you that continue to keep us, oh, Lord. And we thank you for it, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home, oh Lord. As we read your word on tonight, Father God, we ask, oh God, let us receive an understanding, oh God, the hallelujah, knowledge and wisdom, oh God, of your word that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, oh God. Let the scripture take root and manifest in us, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare, hallelujah, it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, God. We decree and declare we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise on tonight. Amen. My Lord, my God. He called by the fire. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Will you just thank him? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
What a
God.
Right now. It's a new day.
Oh,
a new time we've seen before. We thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you
for a mighty move on this Friday midnight hour, that breakthrough will come and deliverance will come, that healing will come, amen, that a way will be made out of no way, amen, hallelujah, that turnaround will come, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you that we may be stricken on tonight, oh God, where we are weak, oh God, where we're down, oh God, that you will lift us up, oh God. Your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that your spirit will lift up a standard.
Woo!
Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We believe, Father God, and we stand in faith, amen. So, Lord, I pray for divine position for the life of your children that we may receive from you. And we just want to thank you right now because we believe it and we walk in expectation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome
hallelujah.
On tonight, it's midnight hour. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some
hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Say yes, God. Thank
amen.
You,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I pray you are able to receive that prayer on tonight at this midnight hour when you could be sleeping in your bed, amen, or watching television, but you made a decision on tonight, I'm going to get in position. Hallelujah. We just thank God
for
it because God is doing a new thing in the life of his children. Amen. And I just thank God for you on tonight. I'm going to, if you're first time on the line with us, we usually open up in prayer, and then we welcome everyone on the line, and then we'll go into scripture, and then we'll have our prayer petition where we touch and agree, and then I'll close us out in our strategic prayer that I've been given to pray. And tonight, our strategic prayers are just God's blessing to overtake us, according to, I believe, scripture, Psalm 34, I believe. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you. Amen. We're going to start with Florence, and she's first on the line. God bless you and welcome on tonight. Welcome back this midnight hour. How you doing this night? Swan. Okay, we just gonna keep going. Not sure what's going on with Swan. Hopefully y'all can hear me. Amen. We gonna go right on to Mama. God bless you, Mama. Welcome on tonight. And how you doing tonight? Hallelujah.
Good, blessed morning to everybody on the line. I think I hear Sister Gordon on here from Louisiana. I'll be from Houston to Louisiana. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. God bless you. God keep you. Yes. Yes and yes. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. Good to have you on the line as we are three days in. Touch you in the grin. God bless you. May you receive all that you've come to receive from the Lord in these 21 days that we're on this line. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hey, Sharon, God bless you. Welcome back. How you doing this midnight hour?
Doing good. Thank God.
I'm going to call you then. So, Ain't Sharon, God bless you, go ahead.
I say hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless everybody on this line tonight.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. So glad to have you on the line. Amen and amen. Now we'll go ahead and call Mama Sharon. God bless you. Sister Sharon Gordon, God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
Doing good. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. I'm just glad to be on tonight because God is good.
Yes and yes. Hallelujah. So good to have you on the line at this midnight hour. So I thank God for you being in position on tonight. Amen and
yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
We have my son Kendrick on the line tonight. God bless you. Welcome, Kendrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm very thankful. God bless
amen.
My grandmother, my aunt, my mother, everybody that's on the prayer call right now.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We're so glad to have you on the line on tonight. We pray this is not your last time on the line with us. Just praying for God and the mighty move in your life that God will turn things around for your good. Amen. We're seeing like you've been behind and God will catch you up. We pray for the speedy anointing, amen, that God will bless your hands.
Amen.
We'll give you great, you know, great ideas, creative ideas that will bless your life and that should be a blessing to your children, a blessing to your family, a blessing to your household. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ in heaven, that you would surrender your life over to God fully and completely.
Ooh.
Amen. And put your hand to the plow and not look back. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God bless you and God keep you. We love you. I love you, and I thank God for you.
Love you.
Amen and amen. Ain't Classic, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Yes, Lord. I'm doing fine. I'm late getting on there, but I looked at the clock. I said, let me join in. I'm awake, so I'm going to join in. We had such a good time today. And I thank you for inviting me to come on, and I'll be coming back again. Midnight, if I be awake.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
You are wonderful friend. What a God. What a God we serve.
What a God won't be doing. Hallelujah.
Yes,
like
Lord.
I said
I'm
this morning, yesterday morning, I said, if you get up to go to the bathroom, you just think about it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
They on the prayer line. They praying. Let me get up. So
yes.
I can
say
God for your A class be it on the line
thank
tonight.
You. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. I enjoy it. Yes.
Amen and amen. Holly, let's see if Twan is a Twan. Are you there? I see she's on the line, but I'm not sure why I don't hear her on the line. Amen. So glory to God. Mm-hmm. We thank God again for this opportunity that God has truly given us to be on the line at this midnight hour.
Amen.
It's such a...
Yeah.
If I say it like this, it's necessary for such a time as this with everything that's going on in the world. We need to be awake, amen. We need to be up praying right now. And that's the reason why God called these 21 days, amen, for us to be in position, amen. You know, watching, you know, and praying, amen, because there's something that's going on in the land, and prayer is the answer, amen. This is how we communicate with God, and God moves when we pray, amen, hallelujah, because he wanted us to know that if we believe and trust him to come to him for all things, amen. So
I
just thank God on tonight because it's God's doing, and I just thank God for what he's doing in this family and all that's connected to us. Amen. There's power in agreement. Amen. And the enemy knows that if he can keep you in disagreement, amen, he can continue to wreak havoc in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God. We can't thank you enough, Heavenly Father. We love you, and we thank
we love
you, Lord. Yes,
Lord,
yes, hallelujah. Tonight, our scripture is going to come from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 7 through 15 on tonight. It's Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7 through 15, and I'm coming from the New King James Version. The Bible says, therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial of the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath. Hold on. Give me one moment, family.
Yes.
And make sure we can hear tonight. We get some feedback there. And the Bible says, he says, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 12 said, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. When we look at this scripture here, family, during the journey of to the promised land, the Israelites had hardened their hearts in the wilderness. A hardened heart resembles a hardened lump of clay or a stale loaf of bread. Nothing can restore it to make it useful. The Bible says in Psalm 95, it warns against hardening our hearts as Israel did in the wilderness by continuing to resist God's will and doubt his ability to bring deliverance. See, the people were so convinced that God couldn't deliver them from their enemies and bring them safely into the promised land that they simply gave up their faith in him. See, people with hardened hearts, they stay so stubbornly set in their ways that they cannot turn to God. See, this does not happen suddenly. It is the result of series of choices to disregard God's will. So each day we should pray for God to soften our hearts so we can hear him speak to us.
I want us to understand God's rest, when we look at verse 11, has several meanings in Scripture. One, the seventh day of creation and the weekly Sabbath commemorating it. Two, the promised land of Canaan. And three, the peace with God we now have because of our relationship with Christ through faith. Amen. For our future eternal life with Christ. See, all these things, meanings were probably familiar to the Jewish Christian readers of Hebrews, that we should warn each other about the danger of missing God's rest. So if we let doubt about God's promises, lack of trust in his power, or rejection of his love overtake us, we could forfeit the good things that he has for us. See, our hearts turn away from the living God when we stubbornly refuse to believe him. If we persist in our unbelief, God will eventually leave us alone in our sin and rebellion. But God can give us new hearts, new desires, and new spirits. Amen? To prevent yourself from having an unbelieving heart, stay in fellowship with other believers. Talk daily with them about your mutual faith. Be aware of the deceitfulness of sin, which attracts but also destroys, and encourage one another with love and concern. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray tonight that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. Father God, it is my prayer tonight that all that have an ear to hear on tonight, oh God, that we all be the doers of your word. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
To God. Amen and amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition on tonight. Amen. And I'll call your name. And then we'll go from there. Amen. Amen. We'll start with Twan and see if she's back on the line. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead. Okay. She's not answering it. All right, Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
A prayer. I'm glad that my grandson's on the line. I'm praying for him that God comes in here and do some change in his life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I didn't do what you said that God would do what in his life, Mama.
He will do it. He will do it.
Mama, I couldn't hear what you said. Come again.
My phone was muted. My call. I was praying a prayer for my grandson. I was glad to hear that he's on the line, that God do some changes for him in his life, because he really needs it. And that's my prayers. I'm glad he's on here. Continue. Don't give up. Don't be the last time. Come back on Saturday morning. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We touch and agree on tonight, Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we lift your son up to you on today. Lord, we pray you do a new thing in him, oh God. Lord, change him and make him more like you, oh God. Lord, your word says that a good man kept for ordered by you. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh Lord, that you make him good, oh God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you touch his heart on tonight and fill the ground of his heart, oh God, and let your word be planted in his heart, oh God. Oh, Lord, let him speak with your word, oh God. Let him speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let him find favor in thy sight, oh Lord, and favor with mankind, oh God. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, your word said that you are God of increase. You said one planet, one word, oh God, but you give the increase. So, Lord, we ask that you increase him, oh God, with our goodness and our favor, oh God. Increase him in blessing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, increase his finances and support, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, anything that's not of you, God, let it be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let peace be his portion, oh God. Let the way, oh God, that you make be his way, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
Lord, we love you, oh God. We come against every spirit of death and destruction. We come against every spirit of addiction. We come against every fight, manipulating, controlling spirit, every hindering spirit that's operating in this life. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command the spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, pride. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, pride, and lack, and death. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, take your hands off. He's a child of God. He's washed and cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, as we decree and declare victory over your life. We speak life. We speak healing. Amen. We speak the blessing of Lord that making wish and add no sorrow. And Lord, we just want to say, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will divinely intervene in this life right now and turn it all around for his good. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We decree that no more setbacks. Amen. No more missed opportunities. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No more left. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I decree that all your needs are met. Amen. Hallelujah. That God is doing a new thing in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see.
Hallelujah, Lord God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Yes, yes. The God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I needed to hear this verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you hear his voice,
oh, not yours.
It just went, the Holy Spirit just went through me. I needed to hear this today.
Yes.
Praise
Lord.
God.
Amen.
I remember the time my heart was hard. And I was thinking evil thoughts and this and that and blah, 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 blah. But God brought me through that. So I know he'll do it. He'll do it. If he did it for me,
he'll
do it for you, Kendra.
Mm-hmm.
But you just stay prayed up and keep your mind on the Lord.
Yes,
if you keep your mind on the Lord, your mind ain't going to be on nothing else.
Amen.
And that's how I try to live my life daily. When I feel like something is going wrong, I just start thinking about Jesus.
Amen.
And that's how I get through that day. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, praise Lord. God. Yes, Lord.
And I, all of y'all, and I love y'all.
We love you
love
too.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for your daughter.
And
Father
I,
God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just go ahead.
Yeah, I was telling you last night, I kind of backslid a little bit. Satan tried to come in here and destroy and steal and all that stuff. And I was like, I ain't going to be able to do that one.
Mm.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
As long as I keep him first, I ain't got nothing to worry about. Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. We just pray right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to be her strength, Father God, that you will continue to be her way, oh God, be her truth and be her life, oh God. Lord, help, oh God, to continue to keep her mind stayed on you, oh God. That you'll keep her in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your word be in her mouth, oh God, amen. Oh, Lord, let her heart be with hallelujah, the rhythm of life always.
ways, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask you to bless her child, to bless her grandchildren, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about. Let them be blessed, oh God.
Ooh,
let them be a blessing to those that she come in contact with, oh God. Oh Lord, set her fire with the Holy Ghost, oh God. That anyone that she come in contact with, oh God, let the fire become so contagious that they be set a fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Name
amen.
Of
and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Do
thank
a new
you.
Thing in your daughter, oh God. Change her and make her more like you, huh? Each and every day, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Change her and make her more like you. Oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
and it's
you
in
Lord.
Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray
that's
and we bless you.
For
God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you, Aunt Sharon. We love you. And we thank God for
love you.
You. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Amen and amen. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you all tonight. And all I want to say tonight, I want to be more and more like Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I want to be more and more like him. I want to be wrapped up more and more like him.
More and more like him. Oh, Lord, make her more and more like you each and every day, oh God. As she seeks you, make her more and more like you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, Lord, help on today, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Make her more like you, oh God, in all the ways, oh God. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that she bind her mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate, that she may be more like you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. More like you in every step that she takes. More like you in every word that comes out of her mouth, oh God. More like you, oh God, as she serves us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Thank you.
We bless your holy name, oh God. Let be her strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, let peace come and reign, oh God. Let joy overtake her and all that's in her home, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Help her to keep her eyes on you, God. Help her lift up her head, oh God, that she'll look up and know where help come from. That her help's coming from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Hallelujah
Lord.
To your name, Lord.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Us sing
hallelujah.
A new song to you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, right now. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
Ooh,
to God
yes,
be the glory.
Lord.
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God keep
you,
Mama Sherry.
Lord,
we love you. We thank
Ooh,
God for
yes,
you.
Lord.
Amen and amen.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
glory,
God.
Glory, glory. Glory,
ooh,
glory. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Kendra, God bless you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Kendra. Go ahead. Your prayer petition tonight.
I want to say God bless everybody.
Amen.
Great God.
God bless my grandmother.
Hallelujah.
My mother.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This will be my last time on the prayer line, and I'm going to continue to see God and rebuke Satan. And God bless everybody.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God keep you. I just pray that God will continue to work a new thing in you. Amen. And that you will continue
Amen.
To seek God even more. Amen. With no excuses. Amen. That is your,
Amen.
You know, the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That means everything that you need, don't go seeking things, but first seek God, and he will make sure all that you need will be added unto you. Seek him wholeheartedly with all that you have, with every fiber in your being, amen, and say, Lord, whatever you want to do, do it. I give it all over to you, Lord. My life belongs to you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. May every need be met. Hallelujah. God bless you, Kendrick. Amen and amen. And Classy, God bless you. Welcome. And go ahead.
Thank you. I want to say to Kendrick, he's a young man. We're glad to have you on the line tonight. This is my first time. This is Aunt Classy. I'm 90 years old. And I want to tell you something. Get on your knees and ask God for anything that you need and anything that you need taken away from you, and he'll do it. You got to pray. Look at your mama. Yeah. Look at your grandmama. Powerful preacher. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to meet you, Kendrick. You need
Amen.
My number, call me. I'll pray with you. God will take care of you. Your mother is powerful. Taking care of all of us. Every Saturday, we're on the prayer line. And I enjoy everything. Kendrick, I never met you, but I'm going to be praying for you here. You remember that. I'm in class, and I'm 90 years old, and I'm up tonight. Next Saturday, if you want to be on there, I'm going to be on there too. All right,
Amen.
Kendrick. What a God we serve. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
what a God.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
God
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Got Aunt Classy on the line. Kendrick, you never met her before. That's granddaddy's sister. Amen. 90 years can tell you a whole lot. Have lived a whole lot of life. Amen. And prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so, yes, you got to call her.
Hallelujah.
Pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God bless you, Aunt Classy. We love you. We thank God for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lift up your daughter on tonight, and Lord, we ask that you would just continue to be her strength, continue to be her way, oh God, her life, oh God, her peace, her joy, and the joy of her children, and the peace of her children, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. All that concern, Father God, let it be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for restoration on tonight, oh God. Lord, restore all that the enemy has taken away, oh God, from her life, from the life of her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, oh God. Lord, we know that you are able. With me, it's impossible. But you, with you, Father God, all things are possible. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare victory on tonight. We decree and declare victory forevermore. And it's in Jesus Christ's name. We bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank
to God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless
amen.
You.
Thank you.
God keep you.
Thank you.
Amen. If you know anyone that needs a healing, anyone that's dealing with any type of sickness in their body, I just want y'all to call their name out. I'm just going to pray healing prayers right now. Amen. If you call their names out, we have a list of people that we've been praying for during this time, and I'm going to call their name out and begin to pray these prayers of healing. So if you can call their names out right now, and I'll start off. You just go ahead. Ain't no certain order. We're just going to call them out. Lord, we thank you for healing right now for Carla Smith and her grandson, Preston, for Ayanna Williams and her friend, Michael Evenhouse and James Fowler. And amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, now, Aunt Bridget, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, right now, my daughter Jamil, hallelujah. Hashata. My daughter Kenya, in the name of Jesus Christ, my mother-in-law, grandmother-in-law, amen. And hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Isaiah 53:5 is that you were wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes we are healed. And all that we call by name on tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we decree and declare according to 3 John 1:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. Father, we know that you want your children to be healthy. We know that you want your children to be happy. We know that you want your children to be healed. We know that you want your children to prosper. We know that you want them to succeed. We know that you want them to walk and talk to them, help them. We know that you want them to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. Amen. We know that you want them to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. Therefore, we decree and declare according to your word that we are and they are healthy, and since they're sick, sickness and disease are far from us, and by your strength
lives. We are healed, amen. They are healed and set free from all illnesses and diseases in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, Lord.
And we fill it with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We have a few more minutes here on the line. I'm going to close us out in prayer here, and then we will close out and I'll release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. Father God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for this.
Thank you, Lord.
God. We thank you, God, for all that's on the line, your daughter Twan and your daughter Carol, your daughter Sharon and your other daughter Sharon Gordon and your son Kendrick and your daughter Cassie, oh Lord. Oh, Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would just open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive. Amen. That others will be blessed by the overflow. So, Lord, we thank you for the overflow of blessings right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we can't thank you enough, Father God, but yet and still we thank you. We decree and declare your goodness right now and forevermore, Father God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, all that you've blessed us with, the enemy will not be able to take it away, amen. All that you've given to us in the mighty name Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for open doors of blessing, amen, for us and those in our family, oh God. Open up the doors, oh God, that no man can close, amen. Doors of blessing, doors of breakthrough, doors of healing, doors of good relationships and good opportunities, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray that you would close every door that the enemy has been operating through. Let it be sealed with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never to be opened again, amen. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory, as we decree and declare our blessing on today, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for the release of your grace upon us right now so we can praise you continually. Lord, give us the ability to praise you and to worship you from our hearts. Lord, even in times it might be tough, let us praise you, hallelujah. And Lord, we know wherever there is praise, there is victory. Lord, give us victory even as we praise you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, do what only you can do in our lives. Touch and change our life, Father God, and take us to a greater glory in you. Even as we praise you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible said, my soul shall boast in, hallelujah, in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Amen. Lord, please give us the grace, Father God, to worship you and give you glory in everything we do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, where all glory, praise, and honor belongs to you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. The Bible says, hallelujah, the young lion lacks and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Lord, we come seeking you, Father God. God, let us not lack anything good. Supply everything that we need, even as we seek you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We put on us right now, amen, the full arm of God. And we decree and declare the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. Amen. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives and those in our family. Amen. And we decree and declare victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for it. Oh, Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy for those that will be traveling on today or traveling in this nighttime hour. Amen. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you'll go before them, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough path along the way. Amen. Oh, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation we may take on today. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, everywhere our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh, Lord, that you'll bless our sleep on tonight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight. We rebuke and cast out every spirit
spirit of incubus and succubus, every vampire spirit, creeping spirit, that will cause insomnia, will cause sleep paralysis, that will cause demonic dreams and nightmares, and we decree and declare, you are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, speak to our hearts on tonight, that healing may come in restoration, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our sleep and every prayer that went forth, over our homes and all that's in our homes. We seal every entrance to our homes, the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every window, every window seal, every door, every crept and crevices in the foundation of the home. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare all is well with us. Amen. We are blessed, so we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to wrap up. Amen. Call your name if you have anything you'd like to say. Please do so and say amen, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
All right. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. And Sharon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was reading the passage from Hebrews 14 and 10. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. I needed to hear that.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mama Sharon, go ahead. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kendra, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just want to say amen. And I love all y'all. Amen.
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 Love you too, son. God bless you. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior,
yes,
that heaven is your future home, and that you have been sanctified and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. You're
amen.
Wearing the robe of righteousness, the signet ring of a child of the living God, and the shoes
amen.
Of a son and daughter, not the bare feet of a servant. You are precious in the sight of the Lord, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God bless
glory
God.
To God.
Glory
amen.
To God.
Tomorrow morning.
Amen.
Amen. Love y'all.
Amen. Love
you.
Love
everybody.
Oh, I
want to
see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say, well. One time, that's all I really need, just one time. I can't wait till I see you one time. have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get there.